This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:38 on the evening edition now before we broke for a press conference that was held by Home Minister Dato Sri Hamza Zainuddin. We were talking about some tips and guidelines that were provided by, well, not guidelines, more so tips and advice rather, by the Ministry of Women, Family and Community Development, which, well, in a series of posters on their social media accounts gave tips like, don't nag your husband, don't use sarcastic tones. Instead, maybe if you want to give advice and to get them to help out with housework, use a Doraemon-like voice. And also, if you're at home, if you're a woman, don't wear home clothes, use makeup and dress neatly. So that's basically the summary of the advice that you can find on the social media pages of the Family and Women and Family and Community Development Ministry. So we're now going to, well, if you've seen them, first of all, you can let us know what you think about them. You can call us 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, we're going to hear from Rosanna Issa, Executive Director of Sisters in Islam. Rosanna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, thank you. Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Good evening. Well, first of all, I think it's important to ask, what were your initial thoughts when you saw these digital posters?
They were simply appalling. Of course, definitely. You know, it's very uncalled for to come to a stage where you think you have gotten somewhere in terms of the conversation with regards to gender equality. And then suddenly, you know, you're back to having to deal with these kinds of very, very regressive messages about women and how they're supposed to behave in order to cajole their husbands to contribute what should really rightly be, you know, a shared household responsibility.
So let's unpack some of the advice given. When it comes to sharing the burden of house chores, the advice was for women not to nag, to be careful about the words they use, and to adjust the way they speak. And Doraemon was the go-to example. How might you respond to this advice?
I mean, these are certainly advice that, you know, I think, you know, our moms or the time of my moms that had received, you know, in the 1950s where, you know, the role of women is definitely, you know, in the house, stuck at home, doing all the household work and chores, and then ensuring that, you know, when their husbands come back from work, you know, that they are in a state where they are cool and calm and, you know, they're subservient and servicing, you know, their husband in a very, you know, congenial tone of voice and not giving their husbands much of a headache because they've had a long day at the office already, you know. But here we are, you know, in a situation where both, you know, husband and wives are stuck at home, you know, both of them probably, you know, having to do their work from home, having to deal with the kids, having to deal with the laundry, the children, ensuring that, you know, homeschooling is, you know, distant learning or online learning is still happening. And so, you know, it really is about not connecting with our lived realities today of the 21st century, where, you know, the roles between men and women have somewhat come on, you know, to a par or a parity where both are earning an income and both are also having to ensure that, you know, any household chores are actually done together. And because it's a mutual responsibility. It's not the burden for one person to take on entirely and for the other, you know, to just put their feet up and to be cajoled into doing, you know, with persuasion and childish voices. It really is not on. I think the communications from the ministry on this was really, 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 what do you call this, detrimental. Given the fact that so much work has been done over the last 2 years to raise the issue of gender equality to the public.
And I guess on that note, one of the other points that the post were giving was also the importance of a woman's appearance and that she should wear makeup and not wear house clothes. What message do you think this sends?
Again, it's, you know, the burden is on the women to look nice wherever they are, you know, outside, you know, at home, and even in this situation when, you know, you're probably tearing your heart, your hair out, having to deal with so many different things. And yet, you know, the emphasis is for the women to look good. For whom? I mean, you know, there's so many things to do. And if anything, this is the time for you to be at your most comfortable, because you're not having to, you know, impress anyone with your appearances. So why put that kind of burden onto the women? If anything, you know, actually, you know, the most important message is to ensure that, you know, both husband and wives are actually pleasantly dressed. And hygiene at the moment, you know, is the most important thing in the world. Why not emphasize on that?
Right. Unfortunately, this type of messaging is still rampant in certain cultures. However, when it comes from the government, how does it make matters worse?
It makes matters worse because, you know, government actually has a very wide outreach to be able to reach out to a large audience. Yeah. Everyone is tuning in on them, you know, especially during this COVID-19 period. People are always wanting to know what's the latest news. And so this is a really a good opportunity to reach out to a lot of people and give out some really good messaging. But unfortunately, at this point in time, you know, if we are just giving message, you know, to one community within the household and one that is also not very, doesn't emphasize, you know, the tone of equality, then, you know, it's going to make, it's already a stressful period. Why are we not just making it, you know, pleasant and easy for both husbands and wives to be together harmoniously?
Right. So in from your perspective, what would have been a better way to address the issues of increased domestic disputes during the MCO?
Definitely, you know, for both, you know, husband and wife to acknowledge that this is a difficult period. You know, there's a lot of messaging going out on the issues of mental health, and, you know, getting help and talking to one another. This is actually a time, you know, for people to think about how they've been communicating with one another and how do we actually change some of the ways of communicating that we've had, you know, in our own families, the dynamics that we have. And to reach out for help as well. And this is where, you know, a lot of people have actually gone online, you know, posted up, you know, all kinds of messaging videos. And this is where it's an opportunity to really reconfigure, you know, how our relationships work, and where they don't work, how do we want to make it work?
Right. Well said. How would you like to see Rina Haroon and the ministry respond to the feedback that has since been shared by the wives and working mothers that they're hoping to reach out to? Now, it seems like they've deleted the posts, but what else could they do?
You know, definitely I hope that the minister and the deputy minister would really refer to the people from within the Ministry of Women who have done so much work within the ministry itself for the last 2 years in terms of their understanding and knowledge on gender equality. I think they really need to be connected to what the Ministry of Women, Family and Community Development has been working on in the last 2 years when it comes to raising the issues of women's rights and children's rights. In particular, you know, protecting children from harm and reaching out, you know, to women to make sure that, you know, their rights are also protected. And the other thing is also to really put their eyes and ears on the ground in terms of what is actually the issue that's happening right now. So especially within the COVID-19 period, I think, you know, there are a lot of gender issues and the dynamics within the family that really needs to be explored further. And how do we actually influence, you know, the narrative that can take that can be more positive at a time like this? So, for example, I think there was that whole thing about, you know, the message about, you know, the heads of households, you know, are the ones, you know, to be the ones going out to do their shopping. I think some of these issues and dynamics really need to be addressed, because when we talk about heads of households, nobody is actually recognizing the fact that, you know, in a lot of households, women are actually the heads of households. or why not give emphasis, you know, to anyone representing the family, you know, to be the ones to do the shopping, because they are the ones who are fit enough to be going out and doing so. So there's still that narrative, that very, very patriarchal narrative of only men being the heads of the households, and they are the only ones who are capable of making the decision for our expenditure. But obviously, you know, I think a lot of the experience that we've had over the past 2 weeks about, you know, men going to the supermarkets and being helpless, you know, not knowing what was what, that just goes to show, you know, how much their wives have actually taken on the burden of the household, and men not paying enough attention and giving support to their wives, and making life better, really, for the household and for the rest of the family.
Rosanna, thank you so much for those insights.
Okay, you're welcome.
You just heard from Rosanna Issa, Executive Director of Sisters in Islam, speaking to us about the now deleted digital posters, or likely deleted digital posters, that were published yesterday by the Ministry of Women, Family and Community Development. If you have any thoughts about them, if you've seen them, you can let us know how you felt. Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.